Alright, another episode, another attempt at being consistent. I feel like at the beginning of every episode I say that, so let's just see what happens. So, a lot has changed in the last year since my last episode. It wasn't intended, and it wasn't planned, but alas, that is life. So, what do I mean by being lost in a changing generation? So, yeah, I'm sure anyone who has social media or at least sees the news about how the next generation screwed from many aspects, social media aspects, money aspects, buying a house, all that type of stuff. And on the other hand, you also have people coming out saying, it's not hard to be rich, just get off your ass, just find a job, it's not hard to be rich at all. And you have people struggling, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. So a lot of people coming out of school, out of university are looking for jobs, looking for a means to sustain, pay themselves. And you can see the younger generation, the newer generation, are all, most of them, complain about 9-to-5s, about not being able to stand being in an office for that many hours. Whereas the generations before all did that, right? There was a formula: going to school, finding a partner, having kids, and retiring. And a lot of people get a lot of stress from not adhering to the formula at a certain time, at a certain age. They get too old, they're stressed that they're not finding a partner in time, that they're not having a kid on time. If you ask someone why they're stressed about not having a partner or having a child at a later age, and not about simply asking if they are happy or not having a partner or not having kids, maybe not everyone will necessarily say that, you know, I'm just good being by myself, right? A lot of people maybe will say, yeah, it's just a lot of pressure. My friends are getting married, I have kids now. I mean, my friends are having kids now. You see on social media all of the people coming out of school with them at the same age is all leading lives that in your head are way ahead of you, and you get stressed by that. But if you ask yourself, are you truly happy in your own position, if you did not compare yourself to other people, I think some people would say, yeah, they like the position they're in. I myself have friends who are getting married, and I have one or two that have either had a child or is going to, but not that many. I don't necessarily feel the stress or the need to get married just because they did. And I think that many people may share this sentiment. There's a whole, I'm not saying that if you yourself do want to have kids and a partner at an early age and you're stressed about that, that's obviously fine, it's on you, right? But there is a lot of social pressure, and I think a lot of people feel stressed because of social pressure, not necessarily because they themselves want or need kids. And also, many people have kids because it's a set part of the formula. When you get married, what's the question everyone asks? Oh, next step is kids. Not a lot of people ask if the couple themselves are married. And I think part of the reason why some countries or some places, obviously it's not the full reason, but some reason, is that people are now aware that they have a choice, and not everyone wants kids for a plethora of reasons. Either they feel like their parents themselves were not good and they're gonna instill that in their kid, or they're just scared for climate, or who knows, or they just simply are not kid people, like people who want kids. Can imagine a plethora of reasons, of course. But yeah, a lot of people are realizing they have a choice in the matter. And of course, a lot of people maybe want kids, but they can't finance it. And that's a different conversation altogether. But yeah, so you're coming out of university and you're looking for work. You don't necessarily want a 9 to 5. You probably only want to work 4 days a week, and you want maybe to work mostly from home. And all these requirements, even dating, right? You see a lot of men complain about how women's has all sorts of requirements. They want a guy to be a certain height, earn a lot more than they think people earn, and all sorts of stuff. Vice versa, guys want a woman who have, I don't know, a set of preferences, whatever. And same with anyone who's dating, really. I don't think it's just a man and woman heteronormative relationship per se. So people are just more and more aware and more picky. You can argue that, of course, it's because they have higher standards. You don't want to see, I mean, me myself, I know a lot of couples from a generation from before me who are just together purely because they're married, and that's that. They are no longer happy, or they are just, I don't know, waiting until retirement or something. They are not fighting for the relationship. It's not like, I think some people can argue, you know, if you're married, yeah, you can fight for your marriage, you can do that. But I also see a lot of couples who just know that they're not good together. They got married at 17 or 18 or something in a previous generation, and they just simply know they're no longer a fit. But they're still together, either for, in my the place I grew up, a lot of people also stay together purely to save the face of the family or save the name of the family, and not because they themselves are happy. I think it's good to set your boundaries, and everyone deserves to be treated with the respect of the partner they love and actually have a good relationship, of course. And that's why these set requirements are increasing. People are more sure of themselves, but most things have opposite ends. You have the low end of the spectrum where your requirements are basically nothing, and then you get into a relationship when the person doesn't respect you or something like that. And you have the other extreme where they have way too many things to the point where it doesn't even matter. Oh, if he or she or leaves, I don't know, one piece of hair on a soap, that's enough a reason for a divorce or a breakup or to not date the person, rather than just simply communicating, right? There are two extremes for most things. Yeah. So if we go back to, let's say, looking for work, you have those people who are saying, like, I mean, it's well known that the system in place at the moment, with the ever increasing inflation and the housing prices going up, and or lack thereof pricing, or lack thereof housing, yeah, and the salary increases not catching up to the inflation and not catching up to the house prices, it becomes impossible, and sometimes people go broke. And I don't believe that in every single one of those cases is necessarily the person's fault. If the government, who is, should be there to help you, and is designed to, originally, the intent is that the government should be able to, yeah, help you and help the people and give benefits to the people. Instead, in reality, a lot of governments are too busy trying to, I don't know, find places to invest, to get money into the politicians' pockets rather than actually focusing on the people. I'm not saying that all governments are like this. I don't know every single country and every single government, but most in the world you can see that, right? A lot of money goes into politicians rather than the people. In the US, you have some people working for the cabinet that are worth millions, tens of millions. How does that make any sense? And yet they're complaining that they don't have enough salary. And when you work at a government, you're a government and you're a public servant, and or you're a politician and you're worth millions, over the last 2-3 years, the billionaires of the world and specifically American politicians, a lot of their net worth has doubled. If you're a billionaire and your net worth is doubled, that's ridiculous. From 100 billion to 200 billion, that is way too much money. If you're a politician and you are worth 10 million, which is already ridiculous enough, and now you're worth 20 million, the salary of a politician is not that high. Where do you think this money comes from? Stocks, investments, all these games that they're trying to play rather than help the people, right? So now the people themselves are struggling. And you have some influences, or like, it's everywhere. If you open YouTube Reels, Shorts, you have people selling packages of how to be rich. And all of them is, most of them, is e-commerce, Amazon, drop shipping, all sorts of stuff, right? Or influencing, becoming an influencer and stuff like that. But they, not often people do a lot of good with that, I think. But yeah, so if everyone does dropshipping, does e-commerce, because yeah, it's so easy, right? It's so easy to earn money, it's so easy to be rich, right? We hear people say like, oh, it's not that hard to get a Ferrari, get a skill, get attention and sell. If every single person on this planet, if all the people who are struggling financially all have businesses, all have businesses that want to expand, who will work for them? Who will work for these businesses? Who, if they become large enough to the point where they open factories and stuff like that, everyone needs, they need to have staff, right? But I know, being someone else's staff, being an employee, means you're a deadbeat, means you're shit, means you're not good. So how can you win, right? Either you're a business owner or you are working for someone else, and that's just crappy because you have no control, quote unquote, about things, about, well, the place in which you're working. If everyone just does e-commerce, just drop shit all the crap on AliExpress or wherever you're drop shipping from, then where are we going to find the people that actually helps the world stay afloat? Construction workers, doctors, nurses, right? Even public servants, right? Like the people who sweep out our streets and collect garbage and stuff like this. These are very valuable members of society, and you want all of these people to just go into e-commerce and like become rich? No, you should be helping these people, help these people sustain. It's not, life is not all about getting rich. And if you are unhappy, most of the response is, if you are unhappy, get apps and get money and you will be happy. I mean, come on. Like, if all 8 billion people on this planet just does that, how is society going to function? It doesn't make any sense. That logic doesn't save society. It saves a very small select group of people that maybe are successful in doing this. But then what happens? Now you see Amazon, you see all these online web stores that have one product but 10 different listings for it. They're all the exact same product, named slightly differently, labeled slightly differently, but they're all exactly the same. All dropshipping, because that's your solution, right? E-commerce. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what everyone's doing, or that's how everyone got rich. Of course, everyone, some people get rich doing, I don't know, could be anything, right? Because I don't think necessarily getting rich is wrong, or working hard. Like, I can obviously see that if you grew up in a place that's a bit poor and you work your way up, eventually open a business and stuff like that, I'm not blaming these people, but you can't say that that's the solution to society, that everyone should just be rich, right? If you so happen to be comfortable, that's great. I will also want to be comfortable, but I don't, getting rich is not necessarily a life goal, and it shouldn't be a life goal. And if the government does a good job, they should be able to help the people enough where that shouldn't be a concern. Everyone should be comfortable. Everyone should have a roof over their head and money to protect their family or feed their family. That's should be the bare minimum in a ideal society, right? That's the original intent of a government or some type of entity that takes over a, not takes over, but kind of helps a society. That's, you can argue that for anarchists, if you don't believe in a government, let's say you break down society to completely nothing, right? Let's say we just start with 100 people on this planet. Naturally, everyone is not gonna just quietly, without any instruction, set up a system for themselves in which one person will contribute to farming, one person contribute to, a group of people contribute farming, a group of people contribute to hunting and getting food, a group of people will contribute to I don't know, making clothes, stuff like that. That doesn't happen naturally without speaking to each other, right? You can communicate over time, but eventually you will have you make decisions as a group, but that groups become larger and larger and larger when you have millions and millions of people. Those millions and millions of people can't just make a decision as a whole, right? You can't talk to millions and millions and make a decision, because that's going to take years to make a singular decision. So you trust this entity that you supposedly trust your own people. That's what democracy is supposed to be, right? So you elect someone that you trust will make decisions that will benefit you and help you on your behalf. And unless you are a socialist or communist, either way, there is some board or some entity or some group of people that are supposed to make decisions that help everyone, that helps the people, ideally, right? But the state of the world now, that's not really the case. People are too concerned of where the oil is and where the money goes, most of the time into people's pockets. And even if they do have money, they spend it on fighting each other rather than helping each other. And usually, most of the time, they're fighting each other. They're fighting each other over, surprise, surprise, land and money. Those are the two things that most of the time drives people to fight, to go to war for land, for money. And instead of that, we could be helping each other. And obviously, there are many genocides and horrible things happening as a result of this, and those decisions do need to be made. But killing civilians and killing the people who have no say in this, have no choice, because they don't have money to move, or they just belong there, they grew up there, they live there, and because of that, purely because of where they're born, they get bombarded to death. That does not make sense, because the lives of millions depend on 2 to 3 people making decisions on where the money goes. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And people get upset. People get upset when people protest and fight back and say, why are you doing this? You get upset. They're like, no, keep quiet, keep the peace. When you're pushed to a corner, are you really, really that surprised when people are scratching back and punching back? Are you really that surprised? There's literally a torture method in the past where they keep rats on someone's stomach, and they put a metal basket on top of the rat, and they basically heat up this metal bucket, all right? They heat up this metal bucket, and where does the rat scurry to? They literally have nowhere else to go. They're not just gonna just conform and sit on the person's belly. They crawl their way out. They crawl their way out through intestines and crawl out the person's body. And what happens? The person dies, obviously, because it's a torture method, right? So are you really that surprised these days when you are forcing the newer generations who have less money, they are born already broke, they are born already in debt, born already losing in society? Are you really that surprised that the generation will come out scratching and punching, and then you and then the people who are from a previous generation? I'm not saying older generations have it easier, every generation has its struggle, but are you really that surprised when you see the newer generation getting so suffocated that they start fighting back and you're like, no, they just can't take it, or no, they're just weaker, you know? Are you really that surprised that they are fighting back and scratching back, or even yet, a lot of them are lost, not knowing where to go? Yeah, so if you are one of those people that are lost, perhaps when you look at happiness, you can find any job and still be happy, right? So, but it's more about perhaps where, could be anything, could be because of where you live, the benefits that you have, what you were born into. A lot of people are born into inherited wealth. Even if it's a little, when I say inherited wealth, it doesn't have to be billions or millions. Some people also just inherit a couple $1,000 from their parents or grandparents, and that's already some. But perhaps when you look at happiness, you have to look at it a different perspective. Because if you think that getting rich and being a boss is the only way to be happy, then that leads you to a very slim chance of getting happy. I would take a second to think to yourself, what would truly make me happy? Because the only thing money does is just make things maybe a bit more easier and relaxed, and which obviously helps a lot of people. I'm talking about like those who are dying of poverty and stuff like that. It's always easy to say, oh yeah, just do this and you get rich, right? But those of you who are maybe in between in university or like in school and are coming out and not sure what to do with your future and you're scared about 9-to-5 and stuff like that, there's a lot of happiness that you can find either within your job or even within your life, right? That you can find. That doesn't necessarily have to be, you have to be a boss and you have to be rich, right? If that's something that you want, you know, that's up to you. But if you feel like you have to do that because it's the only way you can be happy, I would look at that a little bit differently. But also, when you think about a job, right, think about your interests, think about your hobbies, or like things that you genuinely enjoy doing, right? So this is for people who have not gone to university yet. You don't have to be limited to the occupations that we see now, right? So if you ask people in the past, when I was young, right, when I asked what you want to do, people give like 3 to 4 answers. Doctor, lawyer, teacher, astronaut, stuff like this. Very simple answers, right? You can think of it even beyond. I'm only saying this because some people maybe be like, yeah, no shit, you can think beyond. I'm thinking more in the sense that a lot of people perhaps don't feel like they can do what they truly want to do. Or like, if you look on social media, you can be like, oh, you know, that's like a super cool thing, so sad I can't do it. If you want to be an astronaut, you can be an astronaut. You can be whatever you want to be. You just need to put your heart out and actually look for it, right? So I've always been very interested in space, but when I was a kid, I always thought, yeah, there's no way, you know, being an astronaut is such a crazy job. How would I even get there? It's also only in America, because all I knew was NASA and stuff like that. I was like, wow, that's so far-fetched. So I ended up studying something else. But in reality, if I just believed in myself, looked at the opportunities that is presented, or like what I should study to get there, perhaps I could have been an astronaut at this point. You can look beyond the scope of the 3-to-4 set jobs that
you think are there for you. You can look way beyond that. There's marine biology. There is also sort of this cool niche little jobs that I think not a lot of people look into. And I think another reason as to why we also feel like we are broke, we are poor, and why we can't sustain a 9-to-5 is because of now we have so much access to outside information, right? So we can see the world through our screens without ever traveling there. So you kind of feel like, wow, you know, in order to be happy, I need to go to all these places, or also like you can see the amount of opportunities there are in the world. So it makes sense that a lot of people will not want to be stuck with a 9-to-5 desk job or something like that, because they get to see the world via their screen. In the past, in even like in the 90s or when I was like younger, when I was a kid, I didn't get to see that much stuff. Like it's not like one Google away and then you can see any country you want, any pretty locations, any niches, and also all these influencers who are like, you need to visit these 10 places or else you have not lived life, putting all this pressure on people. Some people just don't want to travel. Not everyone wants to travel. Some people do, and that's fantastic. I do. I know many people that do, but not everyone wants to. You keep putting pressure on these things. Do these 10 things or you have not lived. All these things. Perhaps it's good sometimes to just look introspectively if you are lost and to really think about what you want to do and what you want to achieve and not be so concerned about what other people say is the way to make you happy, because you are the only person that can determine if you are happy or knows what you have to do to get there, right? And on top of that, maybe it's a good thing to think about the government and all that type of stuff, because what the government's supposed to do and what they are actually doing is kind of jarring and not good. And I'm not saying, oh, you know, everyone's saying F the government, screw the government, da da da. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying look into what your government's representing and perhaps make moves to change that if you are uncomfortable with that, right? You don't have to look at politicians to be like F politicians and screw them and their shit. If you want to be part of the solution, you can do that. I don't think that the government as a whole is crap. I just do think there's a way to save them. You just need good people to do that, right? So I don't believe in just giving up on entities of people and saying screw them or something like that, right? Like, unless, like, obviously there are some groups of people that are horrible. I'm not gonna specify. I think it's quite obvious. But yeah, I think that I'm not gonna say everything's bad, everything's bad, everything's bad, because everyone is doing that. Literally everyone. Like, if you look at social media and all the people who are criticizing the government, right? Which is good. Like, you need to call out their shit, but someone needs to also make action after you call them out. You can keep calling out continuously, but no one actually does something. No shit, they're gonna keep doing what they're doing. Alright? So, if you wanna be a part of the change, you can do that as well. There are many roads you can take, and I'm not even saying my word is law. Many people look to either, I don't know, celebrities, influencers, people in the past, all sorts of stuff. They look at a quote and they believe that it's law. There is no set thing in this world or one set statement or one set system that is law, unless you're talking about science and physics. But, you know, let's not get snarky here. I'm talking about quotes and ways to approach life. Everyone's approach to life is different, and just because someone tell you have to do this otherwise you're not happy, maybe take an introspective look before deciding to believe them. If your, you know, your beliefs line up with them, then go right ahead. No one's stopping you. You know, but if it's not, then it's good to, yeah, have a look elsewhere or talk to people, share experiences. I think through connectedness, we can go very far as well. So that's what I have to say about the lost generation, at least for now. And yeah, if you have some interesting replies, you can always reach out. And I'm always happy to discuss things. And with that, see you next time.